So normally I get up around 5 o'clock. And then I work out for half an hour. 5:30, I make breakfast for myself. And 6 o'clock, I will read something out loud. It's either in English or in Chinese because I've been practicing my Mandarin for a while. Everybody knows that I'm bad at Mandarin. I mean, pronunciation-wise. Anyway, if you really want to know, that's how I start my day. Hello, 各位好，这里是可可听歌选语栏目，我是 Linda. Hello, Wednesday. So, I have a question for you. What time do you usually get up? That's a stupid question, isn't it?废话不多说了，还是先进入今天的学习部分吧。今天呢，咱们就学 one word， 一个单词 ，tap，tap， tap 这个单词。好了 ，tap 我们说它可以作为名词 ，it's a device that controls the flow of liquid or gas from a pipe or container， for example on a sink。所以说它的第一个意思呢是龙头阀门的意思。热水龙头叫做 the hot tap， 冷水龙头叫做 the cold tap。 听几个例句，不要把水龙头开着白白的流水， don't leave the tap running。 打开龙头，关掉龙头， turn on or turn off the tap。 例句，我确实也喝咖啡和茶的，但是这两样东西都不能和水比较，我一整天都在喝自来水。I do drink coffee and tea, but neither compares to plain water. I drink from the tap throughout the day. 注意了 ，I drink from the tap 就是我直接从这个龙头那里喝水。那么这里的 tap 就引申为自来水了。他从来不喝自来水。He never drinks tap water. 好了，自来水 tap water.我们国家的自来水是不能够直接喝的。Tap 它也可以作为名词，表示轻轻的拍一下或者轻轻的敲。例句，他拍了一下我的肩膀。He gave me a tap on the shoulder. 有人在轻轻的敲窗户。There was a tap on the window.他在讲话之前呢，先轻轻地敲了一下扩音器。He gave a tap at the microphone before speaking. Tap 这个单词它还可以经常在警匪片里面看的比较多，它还可以表示窃听装置，记住了是名词。侦查人员在嫌疑犯的电话上装了窃听器。The detectives put a tap on the suspect's telephone.接下来呢，我们要讲 tap 它可以作为动词的这个功能。好了，第一个它可以作为开发利用，有这个意思。 tap T-A-P 可以表示开发或者利用。例句，我们有巨大的石油矿藏在等待开发。 We have enormous 大量的 enormous reserves of oil still waiting to be tapped。当然它也可以作为动词表示轻敲轻拍。这音乐啊可以使你的双脚不由自主地跟着打拍子。This music sets your feet tapping. 诶，听有人在敲窗户。Listen, someone is tapping on the window. 那个女孩不耐烦地用手指敲着桌面。That girl tapped her fingers on the desk impatiently.Tap 它可以作为指定、选定这样一个动词意思。史密斯先生被指定为警察局长。Mr. Smith was tapped for police commissioner. 当然 ，tap 它可以作为窃听这个动词来使用。窃听，政府要员们的电话遭到了窃听。The phones of important officials were tapped.有人在窃听我的电话。 My phone is being tapped. 好，接下来呢，我们要去看一个短语跟 tap 相关的，它叫做 on tap， on 在什么上面 on on tap 就是现成的可以随时使用的准备好的。听一下例句啦。They appreciate having so much information on tap. It's all readily available with just a few clicks of the mouse. 能够随时得到这么丰富的信息，他们非常满意，只要点击几下鼠标就能找到所有想要得到的信息了。要帮忙的人很多，或者说并不缺少帮忙的人。 There was no shortage of help on tap.今天的学习部分呢就到此为止，接下来大家会听到今天要推荐的歌曲叫做 Let Me Love You， 让我爱你，来自于 Justin Bieber。 那么现在咱们就在歌声中结束今天的节目吧，我是 Lina， 非常感谢各位的陪伴，咱们下期见。 We were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful, selling a dream.